check of news you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria Moore 23, Emalahleni 21, Polokwane 19 en Mahikeng 22 grade.
Op die paaie in Weltevredenpark is daar 'n stilstaande motor op die N1 Suid net na die Beyersnoederylaan afrit. Die verkeer is stadig vanaf 14de laan en dan kan jy ook stadige verkeer verwag in Bedford View op die N3 Noord op pad na die N12 Oos toe by die Gilulies wisselaar.
In your sport headlines, Bok assistant coach Mzondile Stick says that his side are in good shape to grapple with the Kiwis, and Aiden Markram says that new faces bring unique energy into the Protea setup.
Die soektog is aan die gang na twee vermeende onwettige mynwerkers wat ondergronds vasgekeer is na 'n rotsstorting naby Rustenburg in die Noordwes. Die voorval het vroeër die week plaasgevind, Noordwes Polisie se Sabata Makwamone.
The challenge we have at illegal mining sites or areas, especially when incidents like this occur, is that they are not reported to the police, as those who mine know that they are doing this illegally. We received an anonymous call on Wednesday and consequently dispatched a vehicle, but no one was found or prepared to point the spot where the alleged incident occurred.
Nou na Limpopo waar 'n verdagte in hegtenis geneem is nadat menslike oorskot in 'n geslote pit toilet by 'n skool gevind is. Die ontdekking is gister in die Gariba buite Burgersfort gemaak. Polisie woordvoerder Lulani Mashaba sê die polisie het die skoolterrein begin deursoek nadat hulle 'n wenk ontvang het.
The remains are yet to be identified and forensic investigation will determine the identity and cause of death. The Provincial Commissioner of the South African Police Service in Limpopo, Lieutenant General Thembi Hadebe, has welcomed the arrest and urged committee members to remain calm and allow the police to do their work.
President Ramaphosa het die publiek op die presidensiële imbizo en die Kurileni die versekering gegee dat word deeglik kennis geneem van hul kommer. Hy sê probleme sal toepaslik deur ministers hanteer word. Ramaphosa sê die regering is daartoe verbind om die land se uitdagings die hoof te bied deur 'n verenigde benadering.
A number of people in our country look down on this process here in imbizo, but it's a waste of time. It's not a waste of time. It's very valuable for us as government to listen to our people.
En dit is vandag presies 3 jaar sedit die sluipmoord op Gauteng vliegblaser Babita Deekran. Die voormalige waarnemende finansiële hoof van die provinsiale gesondheidsdepartement was 'n sleutelgetuie in 'n korrupsieondersoek waarby die verkryging van 850 miljoen rand se persoonlike beskermingstoerusting tydens die COVID-19 pandemie by die Tembisa Hospitaal betrokke was. Cliff Shiko berig.
As a whistleblower, Babita Deekran had flagged regular tenders worth 850 million rand at the Tembisa Hospital. The Special Investigating Unit is probing the alleged irregular awarding of tenders to more than 200 service providers by the hospital supply chain management. Today, the Gauteng government announced that going forward, any procurement in the health department that is between 500,000 and 1 million rand must be reviewed by the provincial treasury before purchase orders are issued. The memorial is being held at the Mondio Baptist Church in Johannesburg. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Mooi weer môre, Pretoria 10:23, Johannesburg 9:22, Polokwane 10:19 en Rissenburg 10:22 grade. Ek is Chanel September, our top story at the Southern Northwest Police say they are aware of an alleged mining incident at an illegal operation in the Tlantlangaye near Rissenburg.
Thanks so much, Chanel. Every day on the Drive with Robin Ross between 6 and 7, we play more music than anyone else. So we started off with our 4 in a row after news at 6, but on a Friday, Rob gets behind the decks and gets the party started. Rob?
I love me a little obscure sample.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we ended up with the Freddie Mercury one. And that's why, well, when something comes along out of 1954, I cannot say no. It's on the rack.
Mm-hmm.